Soite perches mishne zayin. Damit waren amurin. All the dinim of mochamim with the meshuach mochamim with the drashas with the pturim. All this is only b'mochemes harishus. Klal Yisrael occasionally went out to battle in the times of Malchei David v'chulei. Mochemes harishus is a mochamim that doesn't have to be. It's a mochim for Klal Yisrael to be marked the gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. Famously, David HaMelech expanded the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, Aram Narayim and Aram Tzoiva, even though they weren't part originally of Eretz Yisrael. That's Mochemes Rishus. But Mochemes Mitzvah. Mochemes Mitzvah are Mochemes that are Mitzvah in the Torah. The Mochemes of Yeshua to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, Mochemes HaMolek, let's say. Over there, the halacha is Hakol Yoitzin. Afilu Chosin Mechedre V'Kalo Mechupasa. If Klal Yisrael has to go out to those wars, not if, when Klal Yisrael has to be Isaac in those battles, there are no pturim whatsoever. Amr Reb Yehuda, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, Reb Yehuda, L'chayr is Cholik on the Tanakam. Tanakam is Mechalik between Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah. Melchemes Rishus is something that doesn't have to be. Or Melchemes Mitzvah is something that's Mitzvah. There's something in between, like we said, Melchemes Kenan, capturing Eretz Yisrael, Melchemes Amalek, which is a mitzvah, same deraisa, and Melchemes Rishus. What about Klal Yisrael's attack? Regular wars of security that were fought against enemies of Klal Yisrael. So the Tanakhama seems to be Mechal to Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah, but Melchoma of Klal Yisrael with enemies, with Plishtim, with Ammon, with Moav, whatever it is also considered Melchemes Rishus. This is where the Rav understands, based on the Gemara. On that, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechalik between Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Chayva. That means Melchemes Rishus Avada has the din of the Parsha. Melchemes, what the Tanakhama calls Melchemes Mitzvah, which means the Melchoma fighting on the Melchomas that are Mitzvah in the Torah of Melchemes Amalek and Melchemes Sheva Amamim, that Avada does not have the Pturim. And Avada has the din of Filuchos Mechad and Mechal Mechuposa. The Chiddush of Yehuda is that what's called Melchemes Mitzvah, what he calls Melchemes Mitzvah, is that which Klal Yisrael has to fight, means against the enemies of Klal Yisrael, it's Taka Mitzvah, it's not a Rishus. That doesn't go into Melchemes Chayva, and over there is the din also. It's only Melchemes Chayva, only the ones that are Mitzvah in the Torah with the Mitzvah say, over there they have the din of Akol Yoitzin. So they're only arguing about that middle Madrega. And Lechayva, that means that any fight against Oyve Yisrael is considered this middle ground. We'll call it Melchemes Mitzvah, but it's not Melchemes Chayva. And according to Tanakhama, it would be even called Melchemes Rishus. That's the Machlaikis. The Rambam Lamaisa holds not that way. The Mefarshim and Mefarish, Shittas Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perek Hey, that definitely included with Melchemes Shiva Amamim and Melchemes Amalek is where the enemies of Klal Yisrael have attacked already. It's only if Klal Yisrael goes out on a preemptive strike, even against the enemies, not Stam Melchemes Rishus, where they're trying to be mark of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, but it's a preemptive strike to protect Klal Yisrael, that Avada would be Bechalal Melchemes Rishus. That would be the Machlaikis, but a Melchama where the Oivim have already attacked, that Avada protect Klal Yisrael from an enemy that's there already, that's Avada the same thing as a Melchemes Chayva. So that's the Shita of the Rambam. One thing worth mentioning, Gishmak and Maramokim, is the famous Chinuch, that says that women are potter from hearing Pasha Zohar because they're potter from the Melchama. Because they're potter from the Melchama, so Memel the Din is they're potter from Melchama. Now the Pashtus is, who says that Zechiras, Mitzvah Zechiras Amalek, Ma'is Amalek is the same, it goes together with the Melchama, with the Din of Melchemes Amalek. That's Chiddush number one. That the Minchas Chinuch is Matmiya. The second Chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch has is that how could you say that Noshim are potter on Melchoma when we have a din mufurish before Neinu that afilu chosen michedre vekalo michupasa? State mufurish that the kalas yemachuyu. Now, the question is a question that noshim are not shaykh to melchama. In the very first mitzvah, in Tayag Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pruur Vu, the ptur of women is based in the Gemara, based on the pasuk says Pruur Vu Milu, the Kivshuas Aretz. The Torah mentions population together with conquering the world. Conquering, kibush, is derech shal anoshim v'loy noshim. So l'chare melchama also is derech anoshim v'loy noshim. There's a lav of leisulbash on a woman wearing armor. Derech anoshim. So l'chare, it makes sense. But l'maisa, we have a Mishnah. So that is an interesting topic for explanation. How kalam ichupasa stems with that. Okay, we're done now with the inyonim be'ezus Hashem of Meshuach melchama. And we went through it by Richus. And now, Mietz Hashem, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we're going to learn the Inyonim of Eglo Arufa. Eglo Arufa is a parasha in Parasha Shoftim. By the way, most of the Inyonim in the Torah about Klal Yisrael going out to war, how war is waged, and the Melech, and the Meshuach Muhammad, and Eglo Arufa, which is also refers to a violent situation and there has to be a kapara on it, is all in Parasha Shoftim. The mitzvahs in Parshas Re'ei are a different type before that, and the mitzvah in Parshas Kiseitze are all over Kol HaTorah Kula. But Shoftim is the mitzvah that's given to the Klal, starting with the mitzvah Shoftim V'Shoftim, all the way till the end of the Parsha. So one of the inyanim that we have in Perk Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph Tutes, is Ki Motze Chol Bo'adam Asher Hashem Lekechen Reisel Chol Rishta. Neufu Basoda, the dead body Rachmanu Litzlan, it's found on the land. The Torah prefaces that this is something that has to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael being nitma, being affected by Rachman son, a murder happening on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, which you have, by the way, in Parshas Maaseh, where the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim goes together with the inyonim of Ritzicha and setting up Ari Miklan. The Torah emphasizes it very much at the end of Parshas Maaseh, how the land of Eretz Yisrael can't survive where there's a callousness to Kedusha Sakai. So the Pasuk says over here, Loi Noida Miko, we don't know who was the one who was the Retzer. And there's a whole Pasha, which we're now going to learn up the Psukim of. So let's start the Mishnah. Egla Rufa, this is how we got into this, is that Prokim ago, Mishnah said that over here, there's a Kepeda B'loshna Kodesh. It has to be Dafka in the Loshen. We'll see what is said in the Loshen that the Torah writes it. Shenema Ki Motzi Chol Badon V'yotzi Zikanecha V'shev Techo. Now, the Mishnah over here veers off. The Mishnah first started the fact that it has to be Beloshna Kodesh. That the Mishnah doesn't bring a Makar. Where does it say? So, the Gemara, the Mepharshim bring it, look in the Ram, Tresol, is because the Pasuk says, V'onu V'omru. And the Gabi, the Brochs and Klolos on Hagrizim and Harevel, the Pasuk says also, V'onu Halavim V'omru. Over there is Beloshna Kodesh, we learned out last Perek. So over here also, I'm sorry, not from the last Perek, in Perek Zayin, two Prokem ago. So over here also, Va'onu Va'omru has to be Beloshna Kodesh, and then the Mishnah goes weiter. What's the din? The din is that V'yotzu Zekenecha V'Shevtecho, and the Mishnah describes who is the Zekenecha V'Shevtecho who have to deal with an Egla Rufa. Shloisha Mibezna Godol Shubi Yushalayim Hoyo Yotzim. It has to be three. Doesn't have to be the very interesting Tziruf over here. It has to be representatives of the Bez Nagodl Shushalayim, Sanhedrin Nagodl, that sat in the Lishkas Hagozes, but not the full 72, the Bezna Shoshivim plus the Av Bezna the Nosi, but it has to be a representation of the Bezna Shushalayim. That's three. Everyone understand that in Lomdus, the Chayra, whenever something came to the Sanhedrin Hagodl. Sanhedrin Hagodl, let's make one thing clear. The Sanhedrin Hagodl was not the body that dealt in Klal Yisrael with Oinshim. Capital cases, Ritzicha, Malkus, Knossos, and the like, and Dinei Torah moment for sure, were not brought to the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Their position, and that's also in Pasha Shoftim, because it's the Dinim of the Am B'chlol Yuso, not Mitzvahs to Yechidim, is that they were given the job of upholding the authenticity, the Shlemus of Torah HaKdoshah. Memela, any Shaila that didn't have a Klora Hachro, but any Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, any Rov, any Bezdin, any Shtot, a job of their job was completely upholding
every halacha paskin, and then there were no sveikas. And up until the middle of Bayis Sheni, there were no machlekes, and there were no shalos that were left undecided, because they could have been. You think in the times of Bayis Rishon, you didn't have sometimes Chochem Pliny held like this, and Chochem Almoni held like that. Eliyahu Hanavi held Misvara, the din of Shor Shenogas Haparas, like this, and Elisha held otherwise. So what was the Hachro? It came to Sanhedrin HaGadol, went up through the ranks, it came to Sanhedrin HaGadol Yerushalayim, there were Machriya, and that was that. That's the Halacha Pesukah. It was only in the middle of Bayis Sheni where there was a cessation of the koyach of the Bayis Sheni because of persecutions and because of the Yevonim and because of the Romans and because of the Tzedukim. So then there was a mokum for there to be machloikis in Klal Yisrael. That being said, any of the dinim that we have in the beginning of Mishnayis Sanhedrin, the very first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, we have the dinim that have to come to the Sanhedrin HaGadol Yerushalayim. It's in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. It says over there when there's a din against a Shevet, or there's a din of a Novi Sheker, or a Kohen Gadol, that has to be in the Beznes Shoshim Ve'echot. When to go, which Muhammad to go out, that's also why, because those are not shailas that pertain to the Yochid. It's not shailas, they're shailas that pertain to Gans Klal Yisrael. The same way when there's a shaila and halacha that can't be decided, the issue is not what Pliny Almoni should do halacha l'maisi. The issue is, what's the halacha psuka? And that has to be decided ultimately by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So also, what's interesting is that the din of Eglah Arufa has to be gepaskened by a representation of Bezna Gadol. That tells us that the din of Eglah Arufa is not a proteistic din. When a body was found between the city of Echveis, Bnei Brak and Netanya, it's not Shaykh Be'etzim to Bnei Brak and Netanya. There's a din here that's Shaykh to all of Klal Yisrael. What's the Pshat? Pshat is what we said before. That for a body to be killed and left out without any regard whatsoever for Kedushas HaChaim is an indictment of this of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's an indictment of Klal Yisrael. The Kapora has to be made by representation of Gans Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah says you have not the whole Sanhedrin, you have a representation of the Sanhedrin HaGod. Zikeinecho v'shoeftecho, in the Pasuk, Zikeinecho tells you that it has to be Dayonim Mumchim. The Shoeftecho over here, the Gemara learns out, means to me, Shoeftim HaMiuchodim should be Yisrael, that has to be the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Zikeinecho tells you that it can't be one, it has to be at least two. And we'll see, Behemshech, there's no such thing as a Bezin of two. Look at the next part, that's the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe Yehuda Oymech Chamisho, Shenema Zikeinecho Shnayim, Shoeftecho is a psesepid loshen. Zikenecho v'shoeftecho. 2 + 2. As a klal, there's no such thing as a bezna shokul. Shnaim vein bezna shokul. Moisif na loyna edecho. You have this din also. The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out. How many dayan do you need for the paskin din emominis or any regular din Torah? 3. The makar in the Torah is only 2. But there can't be a bezna shokul. Because by definition, bezna has to be able to come to a decision. You can't have a decision with his one against one, there has to be a tiebreaker. Now, it happens to be by Eglah Rufa, there's no decision being made. It's not a shaila. I feel the cheftza of a bezdin is 3. That's the Gemara understands that's a klal. In bezdin shokul. Not a tzura of a bezdin. So, memela, over here it has to be more. Rabbi Yehuda is just chaylik that zikenecha v'shoeftecho means 2 plus 2, 5. The Tanakama holds zikenecha means 2. Shoeftecho means mehamufloim. From the Lishkas HaGozes, so that's 2 + 1/3, in order that should be a Bezin HaShokel.